Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is Alan Sliwa, host of the Lakers pre- and post-game, Lakers Talk and the Sliwa Show. I'm here with Brad Wallace, one of the top personal injury trial lawyers in the game. Brad, tell our listeners why they need to call the Wallace Firm when they get hurt.
Alan, I'll put my courtroom record up against any other lawyer on the radio. We focus on getting our clients top results. You won't see my face on billboards and won't hear me play an annoying jingle. If you get injured, you need a real trial lawyer, not a marketing guy.
Call the Wallace Firm now, 844-844-WINS, or visit WallaceWins.com today.
What's going on, Laker fans? Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. You heard it right there. Mario with a fantastic open as always. What do you miss most without Lakers basketball? What do you miss most about not having Los Angeles Lakers basketball right now? We'll take your guys' phone calls throughout the show. 877-710-ESPN. Great show lined up. Billy Mack, Bill McDonald, who's the play-by-play broadcaster on Spectrum Sportsnet, does the TV for Spectrum Sportsnet, will hop on in the 7 o'clock hour. Trevor Lane from Lakers Nation, and a lot of good stuff. Danny Green was on First Take a little bit earlier today, so he's got some good, I think, interesting sound clips from his interview there. And then there was also a kind of showing the leading vote getters right now for the MVP this year between LeBron and Giannis, and Giannis just dominated it. So we'll talk about that in a little bit as well. All right. So what do you miss? What do you miss most without Los Angeles Lakers basketball? By the way, like everybody at 710. So I'm now broadcasting from home. This is a unique, unique experiment, I guess you can say, but we have the ability to do this. And of course we want to stay local through this entire time. And then eventually, hopefully when sports does get back and we're back this season, we'll all be back at the studio. Okay, so I thought about this yesterday and I put the question up on Twitter at Lakers Talk 710 and Instagram at Lakers Talk 710. We've had such an incredible season, have the Los Angeles Lakers. And 49 wins, obviously that weekend that we had right before the season got canceled or put on hiatus, however you want to call it. You take down the Bucks at Staples Center. You take down the Clippers at Staples Center. And then, of course, we lose that game to the Brooklyn Nets the day before Rudy Gobert tests positive for COVID-19. And the season stops right there. So when I do look back and I kind of reflect on the season and get a chance to now have almost two weeks without Los Angeles Lakers basketball, when we were all sitting on such a high, I'll tell you guys what I miss most about not having Lakers basketball. We were killing it. You know, it's been so long since the last time the Lakers were not just good. We're not just a 500 team, even though it's been a while since that has been the case as well. But it's been such a long time since the Lakers were in a position where you felt like we legitimately have a chance to win an NBA championship. Now, I thought that all along, as most Laker fans did and most anybody that was walking into the season, once you got Anthony Davis, you knew you were prepping for a big-time run for an NBA championship. So I definitely thought that, like many others, this was going to be a special season. And as the season progressed and we're beating a lot of good top-notch teams, it kind of came down to one thing. You had a weekend coming up where you were going to take on the Milwaukee Bucks and you were going to take on the Los Angeles Clippers. And I thought that that was going to mean everything. Either the NBA, the championship in the finals was going to run through the Los Angeles Lakers, or it was going to run through the Bucks, or it was going to run through the Clippers. We were going to find a lot. We were going to find out a lot from that weekend. So after the Lakers make those two statement wins, man, I can't tell you guys how much I miss Lakers basketball just because we were playing such good basketball. We were obviously slated to have a deep playoff run. We were starting to figure out what team we were going to play in round one. You heard Ireland mentioning it in crosstalk if Mark Cuban was on the Dan Patrick show and that he talked about maybe playing five games and then going straight to the playoffs. And, you know, we were talking a little bit right there. Okay, that means we're going to play the Memphis Grizzlies. So that's the case. How much fun was that run? How much was that just kind of predicting, okay, who are you going to go up against? who are you going to face? What team are you going to go? What team are you going to play? How would you match up if it was the Pelicans, or how would you match up if it was Memphis or the Portland Trailblazers? What if Portland got healthy? I miss all that, you know, and I think that now not having the season and it's set in, you know, it's not a, it was such a shock in the beginning. Well, now it's definitely set in. Now we all know exactly what we're dealing with. And we know that we could not have basketball for a very long time, or could potentially just not have a season at all. That's what I miss the most, is we were playing such fantastic basketball. And I felt like, especially after that weekend against the Bucks and the Clippers, man, we got not just a chance to win an NBA championship. Everybody has to come through us to win an NBA championship. Another thing I miss, how about watching LeBron James on the court? I mean, how special has LeBron James been this season? And when I say was, as in, I really don't know, you know, what happens moving forward. But how good was LBJ this season? Dominating teams at age 35. And I'm not talking about just bad teams or anything like that. No, I'm talking about arguably the most valuable player in the league at 35. Taking down teams on the road at Denver, it doesn't matter. At Utah, no big deal. Portland, where the Lakers always have a difficulty playing. I mean, it didn't matter where the Lakers went. LeBron James dominating the lead. If you need him to score for you, he can give you 30 points, even though he's averaging around 25 points or so. If you needed him to pass and dissect other teams, he was doing that all day long, averaging 10.5 assists per game. How good was LeBron James making all the other players on his team? I think it was, you know, this season has been an absolute joy to watch, and especially to watch LeBron. So when I bring up the question, what do you miss most without Lakers basketball? I definitely miss just tasting winning again, having an opportunity to win an NBA championship. But right behind that as well, of course, the winning part is always, you know, top priority, and that's what all Laker fans care about. But right behind that is LeBron. You know, what LeBron was doing and what he was doing for the Los Angeles Lakers. And you felt like, you know, we were just kind of getting towards that point where you're 63 games in, only 19 games left. You had such a nice lead in the Western Conference, over a 5-game lead in the West. You felt like the Lakers now were in such a good position to just kind of start prepping, to start pacing themselves towards the postseason. I'll play it a little bit later, but Danny Green on First Take said he felt like the Lakers were about 80 to 85% there. And trust me, if that's just 80 to 85%, that's a team to reckon with come postseason. But it was that part of it. It was where you felt like we were just every game, you felt like we're getting a little bit closer to where we want to be. And you had so many vets on this team. You had so many players that had championship experience. You had so many players that obviously know how to win NBA championships. You had all that. So Danny Green understands what to do from this point on to get to the playoffs. LeBron understands it. Rondo gets it. AD has been to the postseason, has been to the second round. Obviously, this was supposed to be signature for Anthony Davis moving forward in this specific year. But all those things you felt like were just starting to play. They were all just starting to gel, and especially after that weekend against the Bucks and the Clippers. So I know for me, from a personal standpoint, there's a lot of things I miss, but those two things stand out so much to me, and I want to get your guys' thoughts. What do you miss most without having Los Angeles Lakers basketball right now? What was going on this season that you missed the most? Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. We'll take some of your guys' phone calls coming up, and I want to tell you what else I missed from Anthony Davis. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710-ESPN. Well, I got to say, I cannot tell you how much I love that we're able to still make it happen here and do these shows. You know, obviously we're not in studio, so everybody's just kind of making it happen at home. But don't forget, tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m., Keyshawn, Travis, and LZ, Sedano from 10 to noon, Will Kane from 12 to 3:30, and then or 12 to 3, and then 3 to 6:30, Mason and Ireland. I'll hop on after that. So we'll be on all week, and we'll continue to do this. So we're talking about the Lakers. what do you miss most without Lakers basketball? And this is a topic, by the way, that I know I could run with for an hour and a half and do it no problem. I know there's a lot of Laker fans out there that probably feel the same way. I put up the question on Twitter, and it's kind of interesting. You know, when you do this on social, you get a lot of different responses, and you get a lot of different opinions of how people think about the Lakers and what they got the kind of privilege to watch this year. When I say privilege, of course, there's many other things that go on in your life that are better than sports, but sports is a big part of our lives, you know, and I think we realize that more now than ever because they all just stop abruptly. And the hope is that our world comes back to normal and, you know, we tackle COVID-19 and we figure out how to slow it down. And then eventually the world can kind of go back to its to its regular ways, or maybe it's never going to be regular again. But I already mentioned that nothing better to me than a Laker fan that we were killing it, you know, that the Lakers were playing fantastic basketball, that this was a team that, you know, you felt very, very good about that can make it to the NBA Finals, win an NBA championship. Them and the Clippers are going to go in a crazy 7-game set that would be just one for the ages. And then they're going to have to take down the Milwaukee Bucks if they're going to win it all. But you loved being a part of that conversation, number one. And the second thing, look, I don't know what else you want me to tell you about LeBron James, but LeBron was everything to the Los Angeles Lakers, is everything to the Los Angeles Lakers. And getting a chance to watch him this season, it truly was special. If I use the word was, I know I'm making it sound like the season's over, but I just don't know what the future is. So I think we're all trying to figure that out. Hopefully we still have a season this year. But the last thing I wanted to talk about was Anthony Davis. So another thing that I was looking forward to, for me, Anthony Davis, that opportunity to see what Anthony Davis can do in the playoffs. Anthony Davis, to me, was nothing better to kind of be in a position and an opportunity to see what can AD do as we get to the postseason. What kind of player can Anthony Davis be in a Los Angeles Lakers jersey wearing purple and gold in his biggest at the biggest moment of his career? That to me is what I cared most about. I want to see Anthony Davis in a tough big game, game five, Lakers got to get a win, or to game four and Anthony Davis takes over. I miss watching Anthony Davis on defense during the regular season. I miss what Anthony Davis could have potentially been doing for the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, obviously come postseason. Those are the things that stand out to me. By the way, why wouldn't it? You know, AD's on this is the final year of his contract. You know, we hope Anthony Davis plays many, many years with the Los Angeles Lakers. And I think we'd all agree that his best basketball was still to come. But still at that same standpoint, it is one of those things. I guess it's one of those things where until we get that opportunity to see it again, we just have no idea of how it'll play out. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. We do have a cut here from Danny Green that I want to play real quick. So Danny Green was on First Take, and he was asked the question of how concerned he is about the season being over, even when they're the favorites to win. Here's Danny Green on First Take.
But the postponed can affect in a good and in a bad way, especially if it takes a long time to get back. The chemistry that we built on and off the court, obviously off the court, is still there. But on the court, it's hard to keep that rolling or keep that going back in the same direction. So we can hope that this thing goes away as soon as possible and we get back to playing, hopefully as early as we can, not mid to late June. But if we get back sooner, the better for us. Hopefully guys will be well rested at that point and hopefully still in good shape.
All right, that's Danny Green right there on First Take. You know, it is kind of one of those things, too. It's like when I hear Danny Green there, how much this affects the Lakers. Of course, it affects all these teams. But I think the Lakers, from a different perspective, too, it's the Lakers were just clicking, right? Part of the reason why the Lakers were playing such good basketball, number one, let's not sugarcoat it at all. They've got two of the most talented players in the league, and LeBron and Anthony Davis, but there's also good chemistry. there was a lot of conversation that the Lakers hadn't done anything by the trade deadline because they didn't want to ruin that chemistry. And what the Lakers ended up doing was, obviously grabbing Markieff Morris in the buyout market and Deion Waiters in the buyout market, or just picking him up. He was available. Those are two of the things that the Lakers ended up doing, and the chemistry part of it was everything to the Lakers. So I don't know what that means when we get back at it. It is, I'll tell you this. I spent pretty much since the season canceled and we've been doing these shows, a lot of the time we haven't talked that much about basketball. I thought for a tonight show, it'd be nice to just kind of focus a little bit more on basketball. And listening to Danny Green, that if we do have a season, how it would, potentially affect them and everything else. I think it's a very fair and valid point. The one thing that the Lakers do have, and I think they need some time to get that chemistry and to gel again and everything else, is they need time. All right, I want to read off a couple Twitter posts here. So I propose a question, obviously. What do you miss most without Lakers basketball? Roberto Valentin says the best duo in the game. That's what he misses. How about LeBron and AD this year? How ridiculous have those two players been this season? LeBron, Anthony Davis, both of them special. And here's the beauty. I think that, when the Lakers made that trade, I don't think anybody felt like – I don't think anybody thought that, okay, hey, this isn't going to work. No, everybody knew that these two players complement each other. So this season we got a chance to kind of watch that on a night-in, night-out basis, and it was beautiful to watch. I think we all enjoyed it. I think we all watched – what the Lakers were doing on a night-in, night-out basis, but specifically, all our eyes and our ears were on LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And LeBron, I don't have to say anything. I've said this a few different times when I do this show. I've talked a lot about how I didn't think LeBron James was going to try and come out and be the best player in the world. I didn't think LeBron James was going to care about MVP, and he probably doesn't. He's just playing great basketball. I thought Anthony Davis was going to be that guy. But what's happened this year is LeBron was that player, and Anthony Davis became the best player, defensive player in the world, arguably the best two-way player in the NBA is probably the best way to put it. So Roberto Valentin, who says the best duo in the game, I cannot argue, and I will not argue with that. They've been fantastic to watch. I got a few more Twitter posts that I want to read, a few more Instagram posts that I want to read. We'll do that when we come back. If you want to be a part of the show, we are going till 9 o'clock tonight. Bill McDonald, Billy Mack from Spectrum Sportsnet, he's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. If you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. I love how there wasn't even a question of whether we're going to continue Lakers Talk. Of course, we're going to continue Lakers Talk. You think we need games to continue Lakers Talk? Lakers Talk all day. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock. If you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. Listen, LA. Hear me out on this, okay? You're out driving around. First of all, I don't think you're allowed to drive around. So get to the grocery store and then get your you-know-what back at home. But if you are driving around, and even if you've never called into a sports radio station before, the question I'm asking is what you've missed most without Los Angeles Lakers basketball. The phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Shoot us a call. Give us your take. Let us know what you've missed most about this unbelievable season, and hopefully we get the opportunity to play out this season again, that we get the opportunity to continue this season at some point down the road. But as of right now, obviously we don't have any answers to that. So I'm reading off a couple different Twitter posts. In the background here, I got NBA TV on. I'm trying to set up my own studio here. But I literally live in a studio, so I guess you can call it a studio if you'd like. But in the background, they're playing Game 7 right now of 2016, LeBron James and the Cavaliers against Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors. So they're playing that game right now. Got that in the background. All right, a couple more tweets that I want to read off here. The Real OGS says, putting on my Lakers jersey and yelling at the TV, that's what he misses most about not having Los Angeles Lakers basketball. I think we can all relate to that. Sitting at home, watching our team, sitting on the couch, yelling as if the world's about to end when they have four turnovers in a row, and then celebrating as if we just won $10 million because the Lakers won back-to-back games against, you know, on the road against two tough teams or whatever the case is. So I think everyone can relate to the real OGS on Twitter. Appreciate you sending that tweet in. Melanie Johnson just says, as simple as this, what she misses most about Lakers basketball, those W's. And we were stacking up those W's. Obviously, the Lakers playing as good as basketball as anybody in the league. You know, that's the thing. It's one thing to win. And I think with the Lakers, it's a, I don't know if a unique position to put it in. I felt like the Lakers were not just winning basketball games, but they were winning. They're playing beautiful basketball. You know, Lakers were putting themselves in a position, those tough road games. Remember when the Lakers won 18 games on the road versus Western Conference teams? 18 in a row. You know, I obviously this season got the privilege, the honor to do the pre and post game. And I remember I was prepping for one of the post game shows, Lakers obviously on the road. And I think it was the game we lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. And Ireland keeps mentioning on the broadcast, and I'm in our studio, John and MT are in Memphis. And John is saying, can you believe that the Lakers won 18 games in a row on the road versus a Western Conference team? It's probably never going to happen again. And, you know, obviously the Lakers ended up losing that game. We knew we were going to lose it. So when John was mentioning it, that's really what he was highlighting there, was for that reason and that fact. But Melanie Johnson says that she misses those W's. So many wins and so many good wins by the Lakers this year. Just one of those seasons that I still feel this. You know, I really do believe this. If we get back in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, in 12 weeks, whatever the case is, that NBA basketball comes back. And if it's without fans, it's without fans. I think at this point, nobody's going to complain about anything other than just getting an opportunity to get sports back, number one. But really way before that is just getting this, you know, this obviously horrible disease that's affecting the entire world, getting that under control. That's the top priority. But I do feel this when we do come back, if we do, Lakers got as good of a chance as anybody to keep stacking up those W's. At 81 Point Kobe says, peace of mind while watching games for 3 hours, nothing else mattered. And then he goes on to talk about how now it's, you know, just about the news, and it's for the most part negative news, where sports has been that kind of that beacon for us to kind of get away from the real world, get away from news, get away from politics, get away from financial stuff, get away from everything. They're commingled now. The two have they've merged. They've merged because, you know, obviously sports has stopped because of COVID-19. So that has a lot to do with it as well. I want to read off a couple more of these tweets I got here. And then I got a couple more messages on Instagram that I'll read off as well. I was mentioning to Laker fans out there, mentioning to you guys out on the road, or maybe you're listening on your phone, listening through the app. So when we look back at this Lakers season, I miss just the success that the season that the Lakers were having. I miss how unbelievable LeBron James has been this year. And I also miss where I felt like Anthony Davis was just not just starting to get into his own, because AD's having a great season, but you felt like at some point AD is going to take another step. AD is going to get even better than where he is right now. And I know that's crazy to say, and I know that's very, very difficult to understand, because we all know how good LeBron, or how good Anthony Davis is, but I did feel like there was another level that he can get to. At Big Baby Jonathan says, the competitiveness. I'll say this. How competitive was the West? And I know there are tiers to the Western Conference, and we all know what those tiers are. Lakers and the Clippers are kind of on an island on their own. And then after the Lakers and the Clippers, it is, you know, you can put Denver in there, Houston, Utah. I love the competition. I thought the competition this year in the NBA, granted that I felt like there's only a few teams that can actually win an NBA championship, and I think we all know, you know, what teams I'm talking about. You got a couple teams in the Eastern Conference, the Bucks, maybe the Heat or the Celtics or the Raptors, you know, wherever you want to put those teams. But I also think there was the Western Conference part of it. Every game was a challenge for the Lakers. Every game. There was not a team that the Lakers would play against. I don't care if you were playing New Orleans, if you were playing Sacramento, if you were playing Memphis, It literally didn't matter. Every time the Lakers played, you knew that it was going to be as competitive as a game as, you know, obviously any of these games out there, simply because every team wanted a shot to win against the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers are, they're such a unique franchise because there's only a few teams you could say this to. Even when the New York Yankees aren't good, it's the New York Yankees. Even whether Manchester United is good or they're not, it's Man U. And you could go down the list, the New England Patriots, the Los Angeles Dodgers. There's a few franchises out there that have that clout. The Lakers are obviously one of those franchises. And that's what I think was so unique this season is, I'd always ask Michael Thompson in the pregame show, I'd be like, MT, tell me what you see right now. Like, what do you see out there when you're paint a picture for us that are listening on radio? And he'd be like, oh boy, you got, it looks like 50% Laker fans here. Look at them all rocking LeBron James and Anthony Davis jerseys. Or they're booing like crazy because it's LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Los Angeles Lakers. So it's one thing to have that clout. Certain franchises have that clout. Certain franchises, whether they're good or they're bad, you know, are the Dallas Cowboys. They go up to a level that everybody looks forward to playing against those teams. But how about when that franchise is also good with the best player in the world, one of the most polarizing athletes in all of sports, and then, oh, by the way, Anthony Davis as well? I mean, that's what this season was for the Lakers. I'm doing when I'm doing a lot of these post-game shows, you know, there's a lot of times somebody could say, oh, you're playing the Washington Wizards. That's not a big game. You're playing the Phoenix Suns, Sacramento Kings. I could go down the list of teams that either haven't been playing well or just, you know, you don't feel like it's a big game. It was a big game to the opposing team. It was a big game to the opposing team's fan base, you know. And, you know, when I have somebody hit me on Twitter that the competition is what they miss most, man, for the Lakers, it was a completely different level of competition. And it will get to. I mean, listen, we're going to eventually get back to it. And we'll get back to playing Los Angeles Lakers basketball at some point. We just don't know when. We just don't have any answers. But I could definitely reflect on it. And I could definitely look back and talk about some of those specific, I guess you could say, moments that I'm referring to, because I think there's been a lot of them for the Lakers. All right, on Instagram. I made my own website. I don't know if you've heard of it, Funches, but it's coming out. It's coming out on Instagram. By the way, Funches, had this conversation last week with Jesse. Do you call it IG or do you call it Instagram?
I call it IG.
You call it IG?
Yeah.
Okay. I call it www.instagram.com. Do you think that's kind of what the cool people are doing right now?
Yeah.
Or not at all?
Yeah. Or they're just not on Instagram at all.
What if it's HTTPS? All right. I'm done. by the way, Funches, before I go, and I got a couple other Instagrams, just a couple posts that I want to read of just different Laker fans responding to the question. What do you miss most? Like, think about this season, how great this season has been. What sticks out to you? What do you miss most from a team that was playing so well?
I truly miss watching LeBron James play. Like, yeah. It's just a travesty that we don't get to see that every night. You know, he's literally the best player on the planet. I don't care what kind of season Giannis is having right now, but
yeah.
LeBron is the best player on the planet and probably the best player we've seen with our own eyes.
He's ridiculous, man. He's ridiculous this season. A little bit later, I'll get into that because you saw it. I don't know if you saw that article on ESPN.
And he also does like one thing a night that just makes you go, whoa, I can't believe he did that.
He does whatever you need. Like if he needs 15 assists tonight, he can do it. If he needs 30 points, he can do it. Like
he can drop 60 points if he wanted to.
Stupid how he has dissected teams this entire year. All right, so the thing you miss most is LBJ. You miss LeBron.
Yeah, I love him.
All right. Chris Masters, 310, says, if the season gets canceled, it's going to be devastating for us. And you know what he's referring to there, Funch. You know, and I think this is kind of the case for a lot of Laker fans kind of understand this. Look, LeBron's not 25, right? So this is one of those years where you might say that in the 4-year contract that LeBron James comes to the Los Angeles Lakers and he plays with the Lake Show, that final year is an option, player option for LeBron. So last year they already played. This is the second of a 4-year deal. Like I mentioned, the final year is an option. But this might be – this arguably – and, you know, Funches, this isn't based on anything. It's just on, you know, father time and how things work in sports. But this could arguably be the Lakers' best chance to win an NBA championship in the tenure that LeBron James is here. Maybe I'm wrong, right? Maybe next year he comes back even better. But that's what Chris is mentioning here. That's what a lot of Laker fans are worried about, is if you don't play out this season, is you might not get this opportunity down the road.
And you know what? You got to also think about not what the Lakers have, but what also the other teams are lacking right now.
Sure.
Like the Warriors, you know, they don't have Curry. They don't have Klay Thompson right now. And the Nets, they don't have Durant. They don't have Kyrie. Things can change next year, you know, with these teams.
Like opportunity, right?
Opportunities, like, yeah, exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they need to take control of this year. You know, hopefully they can play it out and win a championship. But you know, you never know what comes next year.
You don't. You know, you got to live today. And maybe I should take my own advice at times. But so right now, if you guys are listening on, let's say you're listening on the app and you're at home, Game 7 of the Cavs Golden State Warriors is on. Or if you're driving around, Game 7 of the Cavs and the Warriors is on. What a fantastic series. And I know Michael Thompson would hate that I'm watching this, but that's on right now. But just to go back to what Chris Masters was saying is, listen, if the season does eventually get back, then I think the Lakers obviously will continue to have, you know, one of the best chances to win an NBA championship. If it doesn't, and you got to start from a clean slate next year, that'd be unfortunate. It really would. But I'll tell you this, too. If the season doesn't get back, then that means there's a lot going on in the world, too. You know, so it's like you understand that then the world doesn't have this thing under control and that there are reasons why the season wouldn't come back. But we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. I don't obviously want to make any predictions or anything like that. But I want to read off one more post on IG, like Funches likes to say. Hey_Joe92 says, what he misses most is the unselfish play, Dwight's comeback, Alex Caruso, LeBron, all of it. And I think, you know, when I sit back and I talk specifically about LeBron and I talk specifically about AD, I know that's easy to do because those are the two stars on this team. But it's a great point. How about Dwight's comeback this year? How about what Dwight Howard was doing for the Los Angeles Lakers? Do I got to take you back to summer when we were all sitting there and we were talking about Dwight Howard and the question of why are we bringing him back? I was saying, no, I think we should bring back. I had a couple different at the time. I think it was Kenneth Faried I was talking about. So Dwight Howard, what he's done, Alex Caruso being a player that has absolutely put himself in a lineup where you can make arguments that he needs to be in crunch time. Great points from all the other players that kind of stepped up for the Lakers, and that's what another Laker fan misses. All right, we come back. Let's go to the man, Billy Mack. Bill McDonald does the TV play-by-play announcing for Spectrum Sportsnet. He does it with Stu Lance. Billy Mack coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
This is Alan Sliwa, host of the Lakers pre- and post-game, Lakers Talk and the Sliwa Show. I'm here with Brad Wallace, one of the top personal injury trial lawyers in the game. Brad, tell our listeners why they need to call the Wallace Firm when they get hurt.
Alan, I'll put my courtroom record up against any other lawyer on the radio. We focus on getting our clients top results. You won't see my face on billboards and won't hear me play an annoying jingle. If you get injured, you need a real trial lawyer, not a marketing guy.
Call the Wallace Firm now, 844-844-WINS, or visit WallaceWinds.com today.
All right, let me tell you about Power Pro Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Powerful, professional, affordable, two they are, it's in their name. Power Pro is a local and family-owned business. When you call for service, Power Pro offers free estimates, no extra charge for nights, weekends, and holidays, and they're usually en route within 45 minutes. Let me tell you guys just a couple quick stories. So Power Pro Plumbing, Heating, and Air, been a partner of this radio station for a number of years. If there's anything you need from them, I'm not one to be a handyman by any you know, by any stretch of the imagination. That's just not what I do. So if you have any issues at home, inside your house, outside your house, have Power Pro come check it out. You hear John Ireland do the ads. He's been doing them for years. Max Kellerman back in the days. They really, really are a fantastic locally owned company. They service LA. They're here for LA, and they'll definitely take care of you like they've taken care of me on plenty different occasions. Call today. Ask about the power special. Clean your drain and camera sewer inspection for just $99. All you need is proper access. So when I say powerful, professional, affordable, it's who they are. It's in their name. Power Pro Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Call 800-584-4116, 800-584-4116, or visit powerproplumbing.com. All right, Laker fans, appreciate you guys tuning in. 877-710-ESPN. It's time to go out on the Sprint People's Hotline. At Sprint, there's priority is keeping you safe during these uncertain times. Shop from the safety of your home at Sprint.com for the best new phone deals like the Samsung Galaxy S25G. Lease it for $0 a month when you switch and get a $100 prepaid MasterCard when you shop online. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today and make the switch. Conditions apply. Visit Sprint.com for full details. So we're talking about the Lakers, and we're talking about just moments, just in general, that you know, you missed the most so far this season. So I want to make sure you guys are a part of this show. Charles from LA. Charles, appreciate you calling into Lakers Talk. Go ahead, buddy.
How's it going, Alan? First time caller, long time listener.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling in.
Of course. The thing I missed the most probably about the Lakers is seeing them go in, night out, and just really giving it to every team in the league. It was nice to have them beat the Clippers and the Bucks at the end and then kind of drop one versus the Nets, but it was good to go out on that note.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. It's kind of funny, Charles, because I think there's a lot of times, let's use that weekend against the Bucks and the Clippers. You know, listen, your chest is out like no tomorrow, and then they lost that game to the Brooklyn Nets, and I was just starting to pay attention to having a chance to surpass the Bucks for best record in the NBA. But now that I look back on it, man, just to have games again, what it would be like. It's been a very, very interesting adjustment, I think, for all of us. But I appreciate you calling in and sharing that, Charles.
Of course, yeah. Take care, Alan.
All right, buddy. Bobby 213WS says he misses drinking a beer and watching the game. Fun is, that's not a bad game plan right there. That's not a bad
game. Not at all. Anytime you have alcohol involved, not a bad plan.
Well, I'll tell you, for us, it's a little bit different, at least specifically for me, because I'm at every game and I'm doing the pre and post. So it's going to have to be a late, late beer if that's going to come into play. Funches, I know you had a couple. Was it Bonnie? Was that what we got?
Yes.
Okay. Bonnie from Rancho Palos. Rancho Palos, you're on Lakers Talk.
Well, hi there, Alan. I'll tell you, what I miss is just the anticipation of seeing the Lakers go all the way with every game that they played. And because you look at the last, right before the season and over the summer, how there was so much, it was a mess. And to see that they cobbled the team together and that they were winning and that we could go all the way, it was just great.
Well, I tell you what, Bonnie, and hopefully we're back in that spot at some point. But there is something to say about just a team that you feel like's got a legitimate chance to win it all, and we haven't had that, you know, haven't had that feeling in a long time.
We haven't. And the other thing I miss is my husband and I celebrated our 45th yesterday.
All right.
We've been watching basketball since day one. Mm-hmm. And I just miss sitting there talking basketball with him.
Well, listen, I know I'm on at the evenings, and I know I'm not your husband, but if you ever want to talk basketball, just shoot me a call, okay?
Okay, thanks, Alan.
All right, Bonnie, appreciate you calling in. it is kind of funny. You know, this happens a lot in sports, too. It's like you just get so accustomed to those conversations, and every conversation is supposed to be about your squad and your team, and obviously not that much from that perspective. So I think there's some interesting sound that I want to play real quick. Dan Patrick had Mark Cuban on a little bit earlier today, and I think from this morning. And we heard a little bit from it with Ireland, Mason and Ireland. So if you guys missed it, I want to play it again because I think it's interesting kind of setting up what could be a scenario down the road if we get that opportunity and that privilege to play basketball again. Here's Mark Cuban on with Dan Patrick.
Well, I don't want to speak for the league, but just, you know, talking out loud here, just hypothesizing, I think we can play five games to get guys back in the groove and then go into the playoffs and maybe make the first round five games instead of seven and then just have and play it out from there, depending on when we start, obviously. You know, talking to the people I know and everybody thinks they know the guy or the woman, right? I think that we start to really come out of this in 6 weeks. And that's where, you know, instead of, you know, not leaving your house, you can leave your house. And instead of gatherings limited to 10 people, you can go to 25 people. And that gives us a chance to play a game probably without fans, without an audience. But that said, if there's one thing that's going to bring the country back to some level of normalcy and get people's blood going again in a positive way and get people excited, it's going to be sports. And the NBA is incredibly well positioned to be the sport that drives, you know, the recovery.
So two things stand out to me in that conversation with Mark Cuban. That was Dan Patrick on the Dan Patrick Show. So number one is I couldn't agree more when he says that there's going to be this built up, definitely built up from a fan perspective. They're going to want sports, and when it comes back, it's going to come back in a wave. Because don't forget, Major League Baseball was supposed to start this week. This week, Dodgers and the Giants were supposed to play on the 26th. What is that? I think that's Thursday. Was supposed to be opening day. Obviously, the Los Angeles Lakers, NCAA. That's not going to happen. But there's going to be all this kind of built up sports. And I will say that I do feel like I agree with Mark Cuban when he says that the NBA is the perfect platform to kind of fill that void that's been missing for so long. No question about that. But the other part of it that, you know, I continue to kind of ask myself these questions, and there's no answers. And all I could do is just ask more questions than anything else and not have any answers that I can provide myself. But think about, let's say the leagues try to get back, get started again in 6 weeks or in 8 weeks or in 12 weeks, whatever the case is, however long it is before they come back. I just wonder what the protocol is going to be. What if another player tests positive and that player is in the middle of the NBA playoffs? Don't you have to stop the games right there? And then doesn't that team then have to be quarantined for 14 days? And doesn't the other team then have to be quarantined for 14 days? And then don't the coaches and, I don't know, whatever referees were reffing that game? Like, I just don't know how it's going to work, you know? And maybe by that point, you know, they say a vaccine doesn't typically come at earliest for 12 to 18 months. So now it's a matter of just kind of doing their best to slow down the spreading of the virus. That's the part that, like, I always try understanding, and I don't have an answer to, right? Like, I get what Mark Cuban's saying, and Cuban is just saying, I love what he's talking about, a five-game series instead of seven-game series. Have five games that you play before the season starts. I think the last five games of the schedule, whatever the last five games are, on the schedule, every team plays those last five games as a prep to, you know, obviously put themselves in a position to get ready for the postseason. Now, what does that mean for teams that were just on the outside looking in? It means they're not going to get in, because if you're Memphis and you had a three and a half game lead with only five games left, you're not going to lose four games in a row or, you know, lose five games in a row or whatever the case is. And then New Orleans is going to jump you, or Portland's going to jump you, or whatever the case. But that's the part that I have a difficult time trying to understand. Is I don't know what the league's going to do about this, where when basketball is set to go again and a player, let's say, gets the virus, then don't you have to stop the entire playoffs? I think you have to stop it all and kind of figure it out from there. But I don't have the answers to it. I really don't. And I've tried. I've tried just kind of playing out different scenarios in my head, and I know everybody has, especially in the world of sports. But until we kind of get more answers, and until, you know, this country seems to get it figured out, and we do know that China and South Korea have done a good job of, you know, they talk about kind of slowing that curve and bringing that number down, and it's not about you know, stopping the virus. It's about containing it. So maybe in 8 weeks, it's a completely different story for the States. Maybe in 12 weeks, it's a completely different story for the NBA. But I know for the Los Angeles Lakers and Lakers basketball, damn, were we having a good season. We were having a great season. Okay, I know I promoted it before, but we're doing it right now. Billy Mack, TV announcer, play-by-play for Spectrum Sportsnet, all the Laker games. He's coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. At Sprint, there's priority in keeping you safe during these uncertain times. Shop from the safety of your home at Sprint.com for the best new phone deals like the Samsung Galaxy S20 5G. Lease it for $0 a month when you switch and get a $100 prepaid MasterCard when you shop online. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today and make the switch. Conditions apply. One real quick thing for Sprint. I appreciate their partnership on this show because I'm doing everything I'm doing right now from home because of Sprint. So a big thank you to them. Visit Sprint.com for full details. All right, welcome back to Lakers Talk. We got Bill McDonald, Billy Mack, TV play-by-play announcer on Spectrum Sportsnet. Billy Mack, good to have you on, my friend.
Sliwa, it's been a while. I miss seeing you. I miss seeing everybody. Tough times for the world right now. I'm wondering, where yes. are you right now? Are you like on your couch? Are you in your backyard?
Yeah,
Are you in the studio? Okay, tell me. Tell me about radio in these days in 2020.
This is the world we're in now, Billy Mack. So everyone pretty much has a setup from home to do the shows. So, you know, tonight I'm on obviously 6:30 to 9. Mason and Ireland finished up a little bit earlier. So every single show, this is how it is. So I'm just set up in the living room, got the TV on in the background, able to do the show. It's crazy, man. This is the new norm.
Does anybody walk in on you while you're doing the show? Is there like anybody hanging around that's going to interrupt you?
This is all business. This is all business.
All business all the time.
Hey, I appreciate you. Appreciate you hopping on. So let me start off with this. How are you doing? How are you kind of, you know, obviously spending your time? Everybody was throwing a curveball over the last couple of weeks, and really you could say just the last couple of months throughout the world. But what are you doing with your time? Just out of nowhere, everything obviously stops. How have you been spending it?
Yeah. I mean, for the first couple of days after basketball stopped, the world was still kind of moving around. And then, of course, we got into the social distancing, and then we got into the let's stay at home mode right now. And for the Lakers, you know, they had a couple of players, test positive. So anybody that was in and around that area was asked to kind of self-quarantine for a couple of weeks and just watch ourselves. And we're still in that. I mean, we're right towards the end of that 14 days. I think we last saw the Lakers on the 10th. I think that was the last game at Staples Center for us. So that would go into tomorrow. I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. I'm complying with what everybody's telling us to do. I think that's all we really should be doing right now. I mean, you can argue, you know, up and down, backwards, forwards, what should be being done. But when it's for the good of the for everybody and kind of what you've been told to do as a good citizen, you should try to comply with what's going on. So I'm laying low just like everybody else right now and wishing there was a lot more going on in our lives, but just kind of hanging in there right now and talking to you.
No, and Billy Mack, that's a good way to put it. It's like everything just kind of happened so fast. I mean, you said the game against Brooklyn, right? We're broadcasting the game against the Brooklyn Nets. And then the very next day, that's it. You know, they cancel the season or they put it on hiatus, however you want to put it. That's why there's kind of a, you know, I guess not just a curiosity of to what everybody's doing and how much you're keeping up. Are you one of those that's spending a lot of time watching the news, reading the news, or do you kind of try and stay away from it?
I know that you said, Alan, I know that you said that you're pouring over it 24/7. And I think I go in waves because you can almost take in too much. And you're trying to decipher through a whole lot of different, you know, outfits. A lot of people are saying a lot of different things. So you've got to kind of decipher what reality is out there. But I'm consuming enough that I know exactly what's going on, or maybe not exactly. I don't know that he knows exactly what's going on, but you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Yeah, we're just, like I said, I'm just trying to do what is right now. And so I'm just kind of hanging around, and, you know, we can, you know, you can only watch so many games, I mean, so much TV and so many movies, but I guess we've got some more time to do all of that. You're reconnecting with friends over the phone or FaceTime, and they're like, you know, saying yes to you. Like, you know, it's so funny when you said yesterday, will you do it? And I'm sitting there going, and we're going to talk about what exactly? But the show goes on. You know, the world goes on. And that's the thing. And, you know, we all want to talk Laker basketball. We all miss it. I mean, one of the greatest seasons, well, the greatest season in a long time, and one of the greatest seasons, regular seasons, really, in Laker history when you look at all of them, as far as the excitement level. And you're right. It just sort of, boom, just skidded to a stop. And I think we're ready to play fanless games, Alan, the next day. That Thursday game against Houston might have been a fanless game. I think for sure by the weekend it was going to be. But then when Rudy Gobert, you know, tested positive, I mean, all sports screeched to a stop, and really the whole country within 48 hours kind of did after that also.
Billy Mack, Bill McDonald, TV play-by-play announcer on Spectrum Sportsnet, hopping on Lakers Talk. You know, Billy Mack, I proposed this question on Twitter to Laker fans. I just asked what they're missing most from this season. And I know you could take that so many different ways, but what stands out to you? What, I mean, like you mentioned, 49 wins on the season. Lakers were rolling. Yes, they lost a game to the Brooklyn Nets, but just watching them against Milwaukee and Clippers in those back-to-back games.
Sure.
What are you missing most right now from this season?
I think the good vibes, the energy, the hope, all of those can kind of throw. It's just fun to watch. I mean, this group of Laker players that has gotten together and formed this edition of the Purple and Gold, the chemistry's been off the charts. They play for each other. They're very successful on the floor. You've got the superstars. You got the role players. You got personalities. And, you know, the fans have been into it from day one. After not making the playoffs for 6 years, we're all starving for it. And, boy, they gave it to us in heaps, didn't they, as far as serving us up excitement. And I think that's just what everybody's missing. You're missing watching great basketball, the entertainment factor, the energy, the passion that we've all seemed to lock into here this year. And there's still hope. I mean, everybody wants, I mean, everything's changing. And Alan, I know you talk about this every day. I mean, literally the world is changing, good or bad or sideways, every day. And in many different ways in the course of a day. So we really don't know what's going to happen, good or bad, here in the future. And hopefully most of it, if not all of it, is going to be good. Everybody wants to see some sort of an ending to this season. I know the NBA desperately wants to play. I don't know anything that you guys don't, that you don't read or that comes out of the NBA office. But, you know, whether it's a truncated playoff series season, whether it's just a few games at the end to warm up, whether it starts in the end of May or June or maybe even July, I don't know. But I know they're going to do their darndest to try to get something in. And it'll be a disappointment for everybody if they don't. But then again, you don't know what's going to happen, because here comes the announcement today that the Olympics are going to probably be postponed a year. You know, And so that's the biggest sporting event in the world. And that's starting in, what, supposedly in July. And that's probably not going to happen. So let's just hope and keep our fingers crossed and see what happens.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a question that's been going on since the beginning. It's like, all right, well, what's the latest you can delay it and then still get a season going? And there's no answer to it.
What do you think? What have you been saying? What do you think? Okay, you're the commissioner.
Yeah.
You know, I work for the Lakers, so I'd kind of be a little more careful with what I say. But you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, right.
See, that's the beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. Sliwa can say whatever he wants.
Just whatever.
What do you think is, what would you do? I mean, let's say they could play in mid-June, late June. How would you construct it, do you think?
Well, I was going to say, I think, like, can you go past July 1st with just starting, right? I mean, just if you said July 1st would be you got to figure this, Billy Mack. You got to figure that they need 10 to 14 days of just some kind of camp, practice, getting into shape, getting some kind of getting some kind of chemistry again. You know, just think the Lakers as an example. What incredible chemistry they had built all season long, and then it just stops for 2, 3, 4 months, whatever the case is. I think one thing is, we used to do this, remember back in the days, remember where the first round used to be 5 games rather than a 7-game set? I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing a first round that's maybe even a 3-game set, second round 5 games, third round set, something along those lines.
I remember the NHL used to have those 3-game sets like years ago. And it was like, that's scary because just anything can happen. I mean, and you know, you look at baseball in the 1-game wild card playoffs, and that's literally, you know, you toss it in the air. But you're right. It kind of depends on if they can do it and when is the date and how late do they want to go? I mean, do you want to go all the way into August, or do you want to try to end it beginning of August or the end of July? So much is, we're going to find out so much in the next, you know, 2 weeks, 30 days, as far as what's happening in the world. And what's happening in the world and in the country will dictate what we're going to be doing with the NBA. And I know you've been kind of saying that and preaching that the whole time. You know, the most important thing is that, you know, what's going on in the world and what's going on with the country. And then we'll figure it out basketball-wise after that. But you know what? We're all anxious. I will say this. The Lakers themselves have been doing a great job with their employees, keeping everybody notified what is going on, motivated, you know, all that stuff. You know, it's just they've been doing a really, really good job internally with everybody in the organization, just trying to, you know, keep your head up and keep focused, and hopefully good things will be ahead.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is under I just kind of think about it. Everybody's in their such unique circumstances. Everybody has their own story, you know, whether whatever field it is that you're in, or you know, whatever your day to day is, it's impossible this hasn't affected literally every person in the world. So it's been absolutely crazy. All right, final question
all
for
right,
you.
I got a question for you. Have you caught up on your pop culture references? I know you've been taking a lot of grief about it. And remember, I saw you at Staples Center and I said, I'm here for you. You ever need any help, I'm here for you. I will back you up. So now that there's no sports except on ESPN Ocho, you know, that's got like the marble racing and stuff like that.
Right, right.
You know, what are you catching up on, any shows, on any movies? Are you what's going on in Sliwa's life right now?
I mean, I could easily be the most I would say kind of the king of pop culture right now. I think that's probably a fair phrase to have. I don't know, Billy Mack, I don't know if I've done anything different. Okay, I'll tell you this. I've definitely been catching up on movies and Netflix, a lot of that over this last, let's say, 10 days or
good.
So. Yeah.
That's good.
It's Mason and Ireland almost like handpicking what I have to watch, and that's what I'm going with.
Oh, is that what they're doing? Is that what they're doing? Yeah.
LA Confidential was on the list, Chinatown, so I handled both of those. I took care of those. And,
okay, hope you enjoyed them. Those are a couple of classics, by the way.
Classics.
So hope you enjoyed them. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, last one for the
re-education of Alan Sliwa. All right, go ahead, Alan.
Last one for you. Any dialogue with Michael Thompson? Have you talked to MT at all?
Yes.
Okay.
I have reached out to the crew. By the way, Stu is doing well, ladies and gentlemen.
Great.
See, and here's the deal. If anybody was ever prepared for this, it's Stu Lance, because this is what he does anyway. He never leaves the house. So he's just chilling.
He's the best social distancer.
Oh yeah. I mean, look, Stu is as anxious as everybody else to, you know, see what happens with this season. But when something like this happens, Stu is locked in. This is what Stu would be doing at the end of the season anyway. I FaceTimed Michael. I've texted Michael a couple. Have you reached out to Michael a couple? I'm sure you have a lot. You probably had him on the show. How many times have you been
talked.
On the show in the last week?
He was on twice last week.
Okay, good.
Twice last week. Yeah.
Okay, good. But FaceTiming him is hilarious. He's like sitting there on the couch and then Julie's running around and it's like so funny. I've checked in with Trudell and the madness at his house.
Oh, you know,
with his twins, you know.
Oh yeah.
And he's there and then the twins and that's all activity. All the time, and I check in with Ireland. I text message yesterday with John. So and all of our Spectrum Sports folks that are in the truck, we're constantly. I mean, everybody, it's a family.
Of course,
you know, you're part of it. You're you know what I'm saying? You have been for the last couple of years, but especially this year. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You are definitely a part of this. And, you know, the fans are part of it, too. Everybody mm-hmm. who listens to you and calls in each and every night, look, we're all in this together. Mm. We all love the purple and gold. So, look, let's just, you know, let's hang in there together and support each other and see what happens.
Billy Mack, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Appreciate you kind of getting us into – I feel like we walked into Billy Mack's life tonight, so I appreciate you doing that, man.
Oh, Sliwa, anytime.
All right, that's Bill McDonald right there. Great stuff from him. By the way, kind of hit on – it can lead into a bunch of different topics, but what I want to do coming back, good article earlier today on ESPN.com, Tim Bontemps, on a survey of 70 media members who cover the league on who is the leader for the MVP. We'll talk about that coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.